As the band Cornbread picks out old-time Appalachian tunes with names like Jefferson's Reel, Anita Mason arranges couples into long lines. She calls out steps, and dancers move like geometric patterns in and out of each other.
The engineers in the crowd are like, yes, this I can do. I understand this concept. I understand the figures and the movement. This dancing makes sense to me.
Contra means opposite. You're supposed to stand opposite your partner or your neighbor.
People say, oh, it's like square dance. And contra dance is the predecessor of American square dance.
Mason is a contra dance caller. She calls out the steps of the dance while you're actually dancing it. The whole idea is you and your partner move together, weaving in and out and around other couples across the dance floor.
And through the figures of the dance, you end up back to back with your neighbors and facing your new neighbors. And then the dance begins again. You do the same figures again, but with a new couple, with new neighbors. And that's how it's like incredibly social. And you get to meet so many people and everyone on the dance floor.
Contra dance is one of the oldest forms of dance in the U.S. It leapt over the pond from England, Ireland, and Scotland. But when you think about going out to dance in Miami, contra dance is not high on the list, if it's on the list at all. And that's part of the reason Laura Quinlan wanted to bring it to the North Beach Bandshell. She's the executive director of the Rhythm Foundation, which programs the bandshell. Usually, there's a dance night once a month with lots of different styles of dance.
Salsa, tango, swing.
But this month, dance night is every Thursday, and it's all contra.
Something truly exotic for Miami, folk dancing. And we try to really give the full spectrum of social dance as part of the dance band night, so we can't leave off American music.
Contra dance is much more common in places like Virginia or North Carolina, where Quinlan was introduced to it.
I have two left feet.
And you do?
And I can contra dance. It's so easy, and it's, you know, it's really fun.
Contra dance is for people who just can't quite be a salsa kid. But Elva Zahalit is actually a professional Middle Eastern belly dancer. And she thinks contra is awesome, even if it's just awesome to get her friend Eddie Gressley to dance.
It's a good workout. It's funny. It's entertaining for sure. I mean, once you're in it, you kind of let go of stuff.
Do you think this is your gateway into other dances?
I don't know.
Yes. Is this your tool to get him into other dances?
Well, I would like to learn, yes. I would like to learn couples dancing also, because I really don't know how to couples dance. So it's always, you know, I dance by myself, great, but I'd like to be able to do it with somebody else.
And while contra dance might seem a bit buttoned up compared to the kind of dance Miami's known for.
The history buffs love this. We're like living history when we dance these dances. And when the band plays the tunes from back in the day. And to me, it makes all that history much more meaningful when you're able to be really kind of a participant in it.
And even though some of the dances are centuries old, Mason says maybe the genre is ripe for some new South Florida moves.
I might invent a new move. The palm tree, the flamingo, the bougainvillea. You never know.
I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.